Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. Here it is, a chilly edition. This is December 9th on a Tuesday as we're talking some Pelicans action. I went down last night. The Birds going down to the San Antonio Spurs. Hard-fought game from the team, and man, I feel like we'd be talking a lot more about what Derek Queen did yesterday if it was a victory, helping us break things down a lot more. Will Guillory of The Athletic, NBA writer there. Will, man, oh man, thanks for joining us. How you doing right now?
I'm doing well, man. Appreciate y'all for having me on.
Appreciate the time, and yeah, things for this Pelicans team just have not been going well this year. You know, you start looking for any kind of light or something positive, and right now that has definitely been the play of Derek Queen, coming up big again at home against the San Antonio Spurs. And maybe some folks are not questioning as much as why Joe Dumars gave up next year's first-round pick for this kid.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tremendous, risk making that trade. You know, even if Derek Queen ends up being a guy that's, a perennial all-star, just because of the risk of, what they might end up giving up if that pick ends up being the top three pick in what a lot of people consider to be a really good draft. But, I mean, we've seen, exactly what they thought they were getting in Derek Queen. And, Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver spoke really high of what they thought of Derek Queen on and off the court, and his IQ, his ability to be a hub on offense, and he's shown all of it. And it's been surprising to see how comfortable he's looked so early in his career. Remember, this is a guy who was hurt throughout training camp. Had a wrist surgery after summer league, and still has come in and put up huge numbers in his first 25 games as a rookie. I think it's really impressive, and I think it's a big win for the Pels because, I've said it a million times. I think the main thing the Pels needed coming into this season more than anything was Zion or Willie Green. They needed to hit on those two first-round picks, and it looks like they did just that.
Will, you had the numbers for Derek Queen. It felt like we've talked to different Pelicans reporters throughout this season, and it's been the third quarter again that has really hurt them at times. But you go into halftime down 20 against the Spurs team without Wemby, and you're thinking, oh, this is just over. And then Derek Queen, it felt like he by himself willed the Pelicans back into that game where he was just not going to allow them to have another poor third quarter. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. He was perfect from the field and perfect from the free throw line in the third quarter alone. I know that you had those stats up. And just his intensity coming out of the locker room, it was such a breath of fresh air for a Pelicans team that really has struggled in that third quarter coming out of halftime breaks a bunch of different times this year.
Yeah, it was one of the craziest performances I've seen in one quarter in quite some time. I mean, for a rookie to come out and just dominate the game the way he did, and I think, it's so impressive the way the offense just runs through him and all of those guys really trust him to make the right decisions. And you see, him really bringing the best out of Trey Murphy, having Murphy being able to move off the ball more often. You saw Herb Jones come back from an 8-game absence, using his off-ball movement to really make an impact. I think he's just a really great fit with some of the pieces the Pels have. And when you have a guy like that who you know is going to find you in the right spots and make great decisions, it makes you, cut harder. It makes you want to set the right screen because you're going to get the ball. And I think you're starting to see that now. The more they run offense through him, those guys understanding that, hey, if I'm in the right spot, he's going to find me and he's going to make the game easier for me. And I think that does so much for this offense because they depend so much on Zion and him not being there. They need a guy who can generate those shots to everybody else, and Queen is looking like he can be that guy already.
Well, two-part question here, because last night at the end of the game, I guess this is – I'll start off with the situation where Trey Murphy hits the three and the Pelicans go up one, and then Dylan Harper, who you had correctly mentioned was excellent last night, the former number two overall pick in this past year's draft for the Spurs. He's going to be a stud in the NBA for a long time. I remember when we were doing a draft preview, we're like, oh, you know, if the Pelicans don't get the number one pick and get Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper's a pretty good consolation prize. And then they ended up falling to seven, and that's a whole other story. But Harper gets the lay-in to put the Spurs back up one. And then you're in those final 10 seconds, and you drop a play for Queen, which is fine, but he takes a three-point shot. I texted Steve, and I was just like, why? You're down one. Just, I mean, go for a better look than that. I mean, it was an open look for Queen, and it just hit the front iron and it missed. So this actually kind of leads into my question here about James Borrego and what you've kind of seen from him since taking over for Willie Green. I know that the offense has seen an uptick in production. Obviously, he's an offensive-minded guy. But then you see kind of moments like that, you're just wondering, like, come on, man, you can get a better look than just a three when you're only down one with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, I think that's more like just a rookie being in that situation for the first time, getting excited to see how wide open he was, and he was like, I got to take the shot. And you're right, you don't have to take that shot. You got time to step in and take an 18-footer, a shot you're more comfortable with. But I think, you know, that's really what that was more than anything. I think a rookie just kind of, you know, overreacting to a big moment, you know, kind of having the whole crowd staring at him like that and just taking the shot. And I think, you know, going – back to your original question with Borrego, I think Borrego's done a really good job stepping into this role and kind of, you know, shifting some of the priorities for this team. While they didn't have really a lot of practice time, they're getting their first really extended run of practice time to really get some of Borrego's principles in. And I think he's done a great job of really shifting some of the things they do. Like you said, they're playing at a faster pace by prioritizing the defensive boards more. They're getting Queen and Sears, you know, more involved. They're running more to offense through their two rookies. So I think he's done a really good job. Obviously, they had some really bad losses along the way. They don't really have any wins along the way. They only got three wins the whole season. But I think Borrego, you know, you see some of the stuff that he wants to put in, and you see the way the guys are responding to him. And I think it's been a positive so far. Obviously, they got to win more games. They got to get some more of their good players back in the lineup. You see, like I said, Herb's back in the last game. I think Jordan Poole should be back relatively soon. So as they get some more of these guys back, I think they're going to be more competitive. But I think you want to continue to see this offense tick up the way Borrego wants it to. And I think you want to see, again, Derrick Queen continue to play at this level.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, what's going on with Zion, man? What's the story? You know, we hear so many different things, and I know he's dealing with the latest injury right now, waiting to be reevaluated once again. But, I mean, I hate to say that. Does he want to be here? Does he want to be a Pelican? Does he want to play in New Orleans? Because we just don't see him ever on the court.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really unfortunate that, you know, these injuries just keep popping up because, you know, like today I saw him at practice and, you know, he's doing what he's usually doing today, was putting in extra work, spending time around the guys. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people see him on the injury list, see him sitting on the bench during these games, and they kind of make the assumption, like you said, that he doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to be here. But I think, you know, that I personally don't think it's true. I think he wants to play. I think he's not a guy who's just sitting out these games on purpose. It's just that these injuries just keep popping up, and I think, you know, he's trying to find ways to alleviate it. But I think I just think it's just a recurring thing over and over again that the injuries keep putting him down. And I think it's not only hurting him, it's just hurting the franchise, just having him go down. And you just see the reactions around, you know, his teammates, the coaches, because they know how important he is. And to see these injuries pop up over and over again, it's just a morale killer, especially this season when, you know, you get rid of B.I., you get rid of C.J., you say, all right, we're going to make, you know, Z the guy more than we ever have before. And then he comes up with the hamstring injury. Then he comes up with this latest injury, the adductor. And it's just really tough to really have faith in that guy as your face of the franchise. And I think, you know, as you're seeing Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fisk step into this role, I think it's a lot easier for everybody in the building to say, hey, it's probably just easier just to lean into these guys instead of just hoping that things are going to turn around with Zion, because we keep seeing the same story over and over again.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go with the question, Will. I mean, does Derek Queen's emergence specifically as a big man of the future for the Pelicans franchise, does it make Zion expendable? Are you ready to say, okay, we have these two rookies that have performed exceptionally well early on in their NBA careers. Let's try to add some future assets and kind of build for, you know, next year and beyond. Because right now in a 3-22 hole, you're not really going to make a run at anything this year unless you really start winning some games very soon. So does it make Zion expendable on this roster? Do you try and figure out a move for him and then just completely buy into Queen and Fears?
I mean, it certainly feels like it's trending that way, right? Like you said, having the team shift more towards Derek Queen and Jeremiah Fears, and we could throw Trey Murphy and Herb Jones in there as well, and just being like, okay, we have the next guys who can move on to, let's see what we can get for Zion. And I, you know, as we talked about before, this is a team that doesn't have a first round pick in 2026. So I'm sure they're going to try to find ways to get some more draft assets, to find, you know, a way to just get more young guys on this roster, especially if you're building around, you know, a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old. You want to get some other young guys that can, you know, grow up with them and mature and really be the foundation of what you want to be 2-3 years from now. And I think, like I said, I think Zion is trying to make it work. I think he's been around the team. But I think, you know, what you're seeing from Queen and Fears now is just like, all right, these are the guys now. This is what it has to be. And, you know, in a perfect world, Z comes back and you get to see, you know, a stretch of 30, 40 games with him next to Queen. And how does that look and how can they execute? And we've seen, like, little flashes of them playing well together. But I think ultimately in the back of your mind, you got to be like, all right, look, Queen is the guy. Fears is the guy. Let's just figure out what we have in them and then go from there.
Awesome stuff always, Will. Thank you so much for the time, man, and hopefully get some wins soon enough from this Bird Gang in the Smoothie King Center. It's been pretty rough.
Yeah, just any wins, not even some. Just get
right.
One.
Any, right. There you go. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Appreciate you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.